This is a great honor to be given the privilege on this night to proclaim through the homily the interpretation of God's word. For here we are on this night that goes back 3,500 years to the time of Moses, to the time of the Exodus. And that event that happened so long ago in a very distant part of the world brings us all the way to where you and I are tonight. We have come together on this night to celebrate what Jesus did as the fulfillment of the Passover, the Eucharist, where he came before the apostles and took what they had known their whole lives, the Passover meal, and said, "Now, this is realized in my presence." Do you know that for the Jewish people, for hundreds of years, when they celebrated the Passover, that on the table would have been a three-compartment napkin called the akkad. Akkad, it means unity. And within this one napkin, there were three compartments. And the father at the Passover meal would always take from the second compartment the matzah. The matzah that was pierced. The matzah that was striped, and he would break it. And part of it would be wrapped in a napkin and hidden away. And at the end of the Passover meal, he would say to the children present, "Go and find the hidden matzah." And the child that found it would then be given a reward of some kind, a candy or money. And now Jesus, taking that matzah from the second compartment of the akkad, breaks it and says, "This is my body. My body given for you." And so on this night, as we celebrate what Jesus did to bring about the fulfillment of the Passover, for 2,000 years, we have gathered to remember what was established on that night. And at the very heart of this Mass is that beautiful gospel from St. John where Jesus enacts the foot washing. And thereby the church has understood something that is fundamental. And it's this, that the Eucharist and the sacrament of confession always have to be united. In that gospel, we understand something that is very clearly articulated. When at first Peter says, "Lord, you're not going to wash me?" And then Jesus says, "Peter, if I don't wash you, you have no part of me." Well, then Peter, being Peter, exaggerates and said, "Okay, let's go for it. Wash me." And remember what Jesus says, "Peter, if you've already bathed, you don't need to be washed from top to bottom. You just need to have your feet washed." Now, what's this about? Well, it's significant that St. John has spoken of how the devil had entered into Judas Iscariot. And the church understands the following, that the work of the devil is diabolical. And the word diabolical comes from a root word, diaboline, which means to tear apart. That's what the devil always does. He always seeks to tear apart. And indeed, later on Holy Thursday, that's exactly what would happen in the Garden of Gethsemane. The apostles would scatter. They'd be torn apart. And that's always the work of the devil. But here's the beautiful thing. If that's the diabolic activity, the incarnational activity is to always bring about unity. And Jesus articulates this so clearly when he washes the apostles' feet and he says, "Peter, you need to have your feet washed, as does every one of us." Do you know why? Because as we walk through this world, our feet don't contract so much dust, but they contract sin. And what St. John wants us to understand is that the foot washing is symbolic of the sacrament of confession. And we need to come back time and time and time again. Because in a world like this, The diabolical activity is always trying to separate. He's always trying to tear apart. But it is the incarnational activity of Jesus Christ, expressed in the context of the Eucharist, where, as St. John says, while they were at table, Jesus took off his outer garment, put on an apron, and served the apostles. And so for us this night, I want to encourage you, beloved people of St. Peter's, understand the profound gift that we have in the sacraments. Understand the beauty of the sacrament of confession, and how, as we allow for Jesus to wash our souls in that sacrament, then we can come to receive him in his body and blood and be infused with his very life. Benedict XVI, in talking about this liturgy, and in talking about particularly the foot washing, wrote in the second volume of his book, Jesus of Nazareth, these words, quoting Pope Benedict, "It seems to me that the first letter of John points us in the right direction and shows us what is meant. There we read, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's John's first letter. And what John says theologically in the first chapter of his first epistle, he says narratively in John 13. We are a people who understand the inner connection between the foot washing and what happens at the Eucharist. One of the earliest documents that is after the New Testament is called the Didache, the Teaching of the Twelve. And listen to what this very early Christian document says about the relationship between confession and the Eucharist. They write, "In church, make confession for your faults. And again, assemble on the Lord's Day and break bread and offer the Eucharist. But first, make confession of your faults." It's a sandwich. It speaks about making confession. Then it talks about receiving the Eucharist. But don't forget to make confession for your faults. St. John, the Teaching of the Twelve, and the church for 2,000 years has understood this. We live in a diabolical climate, where sin and the diabolical work that seeks to divide is at work in your families, it's at work in your schools, it's at work in your workplaces, and it's at work in your soul, my soul, and it's at work in the church. But the community that understands more and more what it is to be a people of confession is a community that is able to humble ourselves and hear Jesus say, "To me, Jonathan, unless I wash your feet, you have no part of me." What a gift it is, as I did this morning, to go to confession and to be able to go to my spiritual director and say, "Here it is, I lay it on the line." Father Terry and I have been so blessed this week. Yesterday, between the two of us, we heard confessions for probably what would have been equal to 6 hours. This rejoices my heart. I want more and more of you to understand the invitation that Jesus places on your heart. And as we move into the Easter season, to remember the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation, to remember the gift of the sacrament of his body and blood. And as these come together, the confession and the Eucharist, we can celebrate that we share our life together. And tonight we're going to do something that we have not done for many years, perhaps, at St. Peter's. There are not just men that are going to come to have their feet washed this evening. There are going to be 3 teenage girls, 3 teenage boys, 3 men, and 3 women. Because this gathering of 12 is to represent the church as a whole. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Each one of us needs to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and the sacrament of the Eucharist. Both men and women equally need to be able to humble ourselves and come to Jesus in this way. Jesus' last action before the action of the cross was to stoop down in humility and wash feet. And tonight, as your priests, Father Terry and I are honored and privileged to represent Jesus Christ, because we are persona Christi. We are in the person of Christ. And we are honored to stoop down, to kneel before the 12 of you, representative of all of you, to wash your feet, to hear your confessions, to give you the bread of life. Because Father Terry and I know that we are so much in need of these sacraments in our own life. And what a gift and privilege it is to have Jesus say to us, "And so, my brothers, my priests, so serve as I have served you." If I could now ask for the 12 to come forward, and remember with your respective numbers, number 1 is here and number 12 is over there. And what Father Terry and I are going to do now is we're going to take off our chasubles as a symbol of our divesting ourselves and preparing to serve God's people.